is a fun little game I thought we'd play, Kelly. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to spout the first thing that comes to your mind out of your mouth, okay?
Okay.
So it's kind of a little brain game, kind of a little think fast sort of thing, okay? So don't spend a lot of time answering it. Just hit me with your answer, okay?
And are you going to get me in trouble knowing how my brain can work?
I hope not.
Okay.
Or I hope so.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Think fast, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Name a musical artist that goes by one name.
Cher.
A planet starting with S.
Saturn.
Finish the phrase, as American as?
Cheese.
What is the third vowel in the alphabet?
Z.
C's not a vowel, but it's okay. Name
a
name a Star Wars character starting with O.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, there you go. name a character in Twilight.
Edward. I mean Team Jacob. I'm really Team Jacob.
Wrong answers only. 50 Shades of...
poop.
Oh, I hate this game. Why? Why?
Why? We'll end it there. 50 Shades of Poop. That's a good one. And a movie I would see.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's not even color.
All right, so there you go. You feel like your brain is working a little bit faster now?
I don't. Not in a good way. Okay. I wouldn't call it in a good way, though. Okay.
All right.
Did you have any more?
Yeah. Do you want some more?
Okay, why not?
All right, a couple more. Think fast. First things that come to your head. A little brain game here for you. Wrong answer only. Who plays you in a movie about your life?
Uma Thurman. That's
no,
actually right.
That's actually
right
pretty
move.
Close.
That's the right answer. That's a right answer. Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. All right. Any dance starting with the letter S?
It's strut.
The strut. I would have also accepted square dance or stanky leg.
Oh, stanky leg.
What color is Gumby?
Purple. No, green. Green. He's green. He's
what green. Is Zac Efron's character name in High School Musical?
Matt.
Incorrect. Troy.
Oh, Troy. That's right. Troy and Gabriella. I got it.
Yeah. Name any Dr. Seuss book.
Green Eggs and Ham.
There you go. And a giant bird starting with an O.
Ostrich.
Nah, look at you. See, you can do that.
Oh, my God, Lisa. She texted, she said, I yelled 50 Shades of Herpes.
50 Shades of Herpes. That's better than yours.
Oh, what's wrong with our brains? What's wrong?
See, now, look, now we can get started. Now we're good. Brain's working. You did a lot better in the second round. I think we're good. There it is. Maybe we'll have to do that again sometime. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Let's get to some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this lovely trophy, which I hold in my hand.
Oh, it's so precious. Right, I mean, that taped on label is really standing up throughout the years.
Yeah, test of time. I think losers go first. That's me. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my dad gave me a little piece of advice. He said, you know, a grenade is a lot like your wife.
Oh.
Remove the ring and there goes your house.
Good point.
Yep.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The year went by so fast.
Mm.
I didn't even have time to lose weight.
Oh, I hate it.
I'll start soon, though.
Happens.
New year, new me.
You know, Kelly, banks should really do a better job of keeping their ATMs filled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yesterday, went to five.
Five?
And they all said insufficient funds.
That is astonishing.
Right?
Someone needs to pay attention.
Someone needs to pay attention.
Maybe you. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's the difference between a bad joke and a dad joke?
Ooh, what?
First letter.
Okay.
Did you have to think about that, really?
I did.
Did it take you a second, really?
So, Kelly, used to think I'd never find love because I was too unattractive.
Oh, no, Benji.
Then I went to Indiana.
Oh, sir. On behalf, as a native Hoosier, on behalf.
Listen, I live there, too. I joke. They're jokes. They're jokes.
You're skating,
they're jokes.
Sir. You're skating, sir.
They're jokes.
Someone almost just drove off the road.
Okay.
In Indiana, yelling at the, throwing something,
hey,
maybe even.
They're jokes.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Two men are on opposite sides of the river.
Mm-hmm.
First man shouts, hey, how do I get to the other side of the river? The other man shouts back, you are on the other side of the river.
Which one was more attractive? The one in Kentucky.
You're skating, sir.
Kelly, I went to the library and asked if they had any books on turtles.
Yeah?
Librarian asked, hardback? I said, yeah, with little heads, too.
Yeah, yep. That's the one. That's the one. That's the one. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My husband asked if I could clear the kitchen table.
Yeah?
I had to get a running start, but I made it.
Oh, very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
Yeah.
Kelly, a grasshopper walks into a bar and the bartender says, hey, we have a drink named after you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grasshopper's like, no way, you got a drink named Steve?
Yeah, Steve the grasshopper. I love him. Goes to the bar a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, why was a potato kicked out of the bar?
Why?
It was loaded.
Oh. Kelly, a horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
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 Barman confuses idioms with jokes and offers him a glass of water, but can't make him drink. Sorry, that's intellectual humor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can lead a horse to water.
Right, that's, I was going to get there.
Horse walks into a bar, yeah.
A gymnast walks into a bar.
Yeah?
Yeah. She has then deducted 5 points.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. You got to get over it.
Yeah.
Kelly, a horse walks into a bar.
Wow.
Ask, can I get a lemonade, please? Bartender's like, yeah, sure. You want a straw? Horse is like, no, thanks. Just 8.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. A guy walks into a lumber yard.
Okay.
Ben, and asks for some 2x4s.
Sure.
The clerk asks, how long do you need them? The guy answers, a long time. We're going to build a house.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Not going to give them back.
No, we're not borrowing those.
Got it. This is you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly, I checked into a hotel the other day.
And oh, you did?
Had to call the front desk. I told the front desk clerk, got a leak in the sink. Clerk says, go ahead, customer's always right.
You could use a toilet. You could use a toilet.
I mean, the front desk clerk told me to do it.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a species of antelope capable of jumping higher than the average house?
No.
Yeah, that's due to its powerful hind legs and the fact that the average house cannot jump.
That's true. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, Santa used to say, ha, ha, ha.
He did? That's new information. Until I sat on his lap. Is that the punchline? Is that the punchline? Is that the punchline?
Before he met your mom.
You did not do a yo mama joke with Santa. You did not.
Come on now.
You did not.
All right, you know what? Taking the trophy. There you are. You laughed.
Whatever. Whatever. Me and my mom are out of here.
All right, enjoy. You laugh, you lose. 99.7 DJX. I know you're probably thinking about, maybe, especially if you're a parent, all those fun gifts that your kids maybe make for you, maybe for Mother's Day or for a holiday or for Father's Day or something like that. It brings it home from school and, you know, presents it to you. And it's like, oh, yeah. Sometimes they're pretty nice and you can display them on the fridge or you can keep them, or maybe they're resourceful. I remember I gave my mom, I want to say, an ashtray. I made an ashtray out of clay.
Oh, great. An ashtray. Yeah, okay.
She doesn't smoke, so.
Right. Very useful.
It wasn't very useful or practical for her. However, she did use it for, I want to say, rings. She put rings in them by the sink, and so it worked out for a while.
Several of those. Yeah. And I think back in my day, we did a lot of macaroni art.
Okay.
We made macaroni necklaces, I remember, and like gluing macaroni to like wood or something to make art.
Different designs.
I'm not sure why we had such a fascination at that time of making art out of macaroni, but we did.
Well, it was inexpensive, I would imagine.
Yes.
Probably an inexpensive way to make some fun, cute designs, right? Yeah, this setting the bar, at the root of it, it's a kid's gift to her mom.
It's precious.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving your mom an R-rated gift, you're doing okay.
This is not intentional at all. It just resembles an R-rated gift, kind of.
Sure. So there's a site called Freakless, kind of like Necklace, but it lets you take your kid's drawing and it turns it into a custom necklace. Cute idea, right?
Yeah, I've seen the people do similar things with like turning kid drawings into stuffed animals or things like that. Yeah, along the same lines.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this woman posted a video, and actually the site posted a video on Instagram to kind of show off their work, right? And so what it is, it's a drawing of a mom and a daughter kind of holding hands, right?
It says mommy and me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like shoes. They're kind of big shoes and
they're
circles.
Big shoes. Yeah.
And they're wearing them and they kind of make them look like something else with their heads and their bodies and their hair.
The head shape and the bodies. There's not a lot of curves in the bodies. It's more of a
It just basically looks like two penises holding hands.
It does.
I mean, let's just call it what it is, all right? That's what it looks like. And so it was made into a necklace. And the kid gave that drawing to her parent as a gift. And it's fantastic in every single way.
It is the best Mommy and Me drawing I've ever seen.
We're going to post it on X for you to take a look at because it's funny. At Ben and Kelly Show, but yeah.
It looks like mommy and baby penis, really, holding hands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's adorable. It's adorable.
One is just slightly bigger than the other, but yeah, is wow. Just they're happy, though. They have happy faces.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yes.
So it's an unintentional setting the bar story.
It's precious.
Yes.
It is precious. And I'm choosing to believe that mom is wearing it every day with pride.
Yes. Why wouldn't
she? Just showing it off. It's a conversation piece. You're showing that off to everybody, aren't you?
Right. So I want to hear, what's the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you?
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to be able to beat penis necklace, but I would love to hear your story, all right?
Mommy and me penis necklace. Yep, you can't really.
Mommy and me penis necklace.
You can't really beat
that's
one.
Too much. Oh, shoot, that's funny. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Most awkward gift your kid has ever given you. This cute necklace that was crafted from a hand-drawn picture of her mom and her looks a little like a male appendage holding hands. Okay.
Mommy and me. Yeah. Appendages.
Yeah, exactly. And it was made into a necklace, and I'm sure that necklace will be worn every single day, as it should.
Sure.
So
I'd wear it.
Right. So think about the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you. And what was that? Amy, we'll start with you.
I don't know that this is the most awkward, but it was definitely the most funny gift that my child ever gave me.
Okay.
My now 10-year-old, a couple years ago, came home with a Mother's Day card, except I'm not her mom. I'm her stepmom. So she made sure in marker to put a little hyphen like carrot and put step in big letters. So
that's precious.
Mother's Day. Yes, I saved that one because thank you for making sure that's clear.
Yeah, you know.
Well, yes, but also making sure you feel included.
Just solidified it. Thank you.
Yes, appreciate it, Amy. Got one from Dave, said, not my kid, but my parents got me a sweatshirt with the No Fear logo on the front for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, they explained they got it for me. I've never worn No Fear stuff before, but they got it for me because I was fearless when it came to going to the doctor regarding my fear of going poop at the time. I think I only wore it once.
You're so brave.
You are brave,
we
little man.
We just wanted to commend you being so brave. You're going in there and just pooping, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I got a pair of flirty looking stockings from my son 1 year for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Thing is, I found it weird. They weren't sealed in packaging.
Okay.
So I asked him where he got them from.
Where'd you get them from?
When he said his grandma, my mother-in-law, about had a heart attack.
No.
She watches him a couple days a week, and apparently he saw them folded on her bed and thought, I would like them. So he regifted my mother-in-law's lacy stockings to me.
Oh, wow. Oh, here you go, Mom. Thought you'd like these.
Right. Oh. Also need to have a conversation to him about stealing.
Well, but then also, you got to give them back to the mother-in-law. And
yeah.
Depending on your
relationship. She's probably been looking for those going, wow, where did those walk off to?
I haven't.
They're right here.
I love those lacy things.
Oh,
they were just Steven's best. So let me ask you if this is a legitimate gripe, because I think I already know what you're going to say, but it's getting some attention on TikTok right now. But is it okay to order sizzling fajitas at someone else's birthday dinner?
Okay, you're not a part of the party at all?
No, you are. You're invited, but it's not your birthday, and you're ordering sizzling fajitas.
Okay, is sizzling fajitas the official birthday dinner?
Here is the justification on TikTok.
The one thing that would make me cut a friend off, I don't care how close we are, if we're best friends, we've been locked in for 25 years, is if you order fajitas at my birthday dinner.
Okay, why?
Okay.
You know that it's my birthday, and I'm the star of the show. And so for you to order a big, sizzling, fulfilling tray of fajitas, you know that when it comes out, everybody's going to say, oh, what did you get? Oh, what's making all this noise? It's smoking everywhere. The waiter's got to have on mitts. What are you doing trying to order something so attention-grabbing at my birthday dinner?
Basically, the argument is that it's a scene stealer, and it puts all the focus on the person
you
who ordered it instead of the birthday person.
Are you serious?
It
How
has over
insecure
a million
is
views.
This person? This is the most petty of it. Like, this person is saying, I'll cut you out of my life.
So, Kelly,
if you order sizzling fajitas at my birthday dinner.
So do we have your official answer?
I would order the fajitas all day long just to spite that person.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
if
it's
I
funny,
knew that going in, that's exactly what I'm getting.
You know, it's funny. I never thought of fajitas as a scene stealer. You know, I didn't either. I think of just even the birthday at a restaurant being the scene stealer, because the wait staff will come and do their little happy birthday thing, or they'll bring out some sort of dessert with a candle on it. And
it does not matter what anybody orders. Like, I've never been offended at someone's dinner order.
Well,
I've never in my life even thought to be offended.
Would that be
at someone's dinner?
Would that be the same as wearing white at a wedding?
No, sir. No, it wouldn't be at all. No, it's not the same thing.
It's not
the same thing.
I guess in this person's mind, it would be, because it's stealing the scene from
this person is obviously unstable.
Person of the hour.
I mean, I've never sat there and thought, whenever I've ordered sizzling fajitas for myself. I've never sat there and thought, look at how special I am. Everyone is looking at me.
Which,
look
by the way,
that.
I
all
do
want my dinner.
I will say that that is a dish that is a scene stealer. Like, I will turn my head and I'll like, if I hear the sizzle as the person walks by with the, you know, the tray of the sizzling meat and fajitas and stuff, I'll look over. I'll be like, oh, who got the fajitas?
And really?
Yeah. I mean,
I've just never paid attention, to be honest. Never paid attention at all. I just know what I want to eat, and I'm looking forward to that, and I'm not paying attention. Now, if somebody else gets a dinner and it looks pretty good to me, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good. Maybe next time I'll try that.
Do you?
That's about the most envy I have.
Here's the one like piece of neurotic behavior that I have when I'm ordering dinner, and it's taken me a long time. I think I'm just getting over the hump of this, but if we're all out and you order an entree or a dish and I wanted to order that dish, if you order it first, I have to change my order.
What is the matter with you? You can have it too. They have more than one. They have more than one.
Well, I know that now. But I'm saying I have relaxes that as I've gotten older.
Oh, that used to be your role. Maybe not as much anymore.
Well, and I'm saying I still get the little tinge in my body when, you know, even if it's my family and, you know, it's like, okay, we all go out and my daughter will order, you know, a dish. And I'm like, ah, oh. And
really?
They'll look at me and they'll be like, you can't order it now, can you? I'm like,
you are so neurotic. Well, last night, my mom and I got the exact same thing, and we were fine.
And so here's the thing. I like I said, I've relaxed it a little bit. And so where we've gone out recently, and all four of us have ordered the exact same thing. And we're like, bring a table. Let us all have, you know, the whatever. And
was your OCD about ready
to
explode? Oh, my gosh.
It was.
Was it an overdrive?
But I didn't say anything, and I was able.
You kept it down, took some deep breaths.
Like I said, it's taken me a while to do that.
That is beyond neurotic. Of all the things to get hot, I'm still back at the fact that this person said they'll cut a friend out of their life if they do that.
Like, if they order the sizzling fajitas,
is that unstable?
Well,
please tell me that is just to get clicks. Because like, he can't be serious.
We'll share the TikTok that kind of got the attention on X at Ben and Kelly Show, but
because that's kind of borderline psychotic behavior.
Hey,
it really is.
Look, I mean, I don't know if there is a dish that would be as scene stealing as the fajitas, but I mean, the fajitas are.
Now, I will say this: if you order the birthday song from the wait staff for yourself and it's not your birthday and it's your friend's birthday dinner, then that's psychotic.
Well, yeah.
Don't do that.
Of course.
But anything on the menu should be fine to get.
Anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to take a look at that. 9970 JX. I don't know if Corey is freaking out. Well, he is freaking out.
Right, yes.
I don't know if it's for good reason or not. That's
what he wants our help with.
Right, exactly. He could just be getting like nervous about the wedding, and then like, because your brain plays weird tricks on you especially when you're getting married, and it's like you're committing for a lifetime, and sometimes all that weight just kind of falls on you, and you got the pressure of the wedding, and then his fiance just makes some sort of comment, and then you're like diving into it going, oh gosh, what is happening? Am I making the right thing? Am I just...
Take a moment.
Am I doing...
Breathe.
I remember I had a coworker. I'm not even going to say he was a good friend. He was a coworker.
Okay.
I worked with at a radio station when after I had proposed to Elizabeth. He comes over to me and he was like, you know what? Every guy's got to have one. I'm like, every guy's got to have one what? An out.
An out?
Yep. An out. He said, tell you what, buddy. If you need an out, no questions asked, just give me a call and I'll come pick you up and we'll be good.
It's so generous of him.
And I was like, I don't think I'll need an out, but thank you.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, I know.
Great option to have,
like,
though.
Like, he's like, I wish someone had told me. Yeah, and then he actually said that. Oh, dude, no. Dude was married, by the way.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm only like, in this situation because it didn't have an out.
I was in too deep.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was like, if you just need an out, just give me a call. I'll be there. Great. No questions asked. You don't have to explain anything.
I'll put that in my back pocket. Thanks so much.
I was like, all right, thank you, man. Jim was his name.
Jim was your out guy. Got it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Corey needs our help, says Ben and Kelly. My friends say I'm making too much of this, but it's bothering me.
All right.
So I'm contacting your show so your listeners can decide what I should do next. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
My fiance and I were at dinner with friends last weekend. We started talking about our upcoming marriage, and I shared how happy I was and that I couldn't wait to be married.
Aw.
And my buddy started teasing me about it, and then he said to my fiance, what do you think? Are you as excited about being married to this jerk? She laughed and said, oh, yeah, he's totally a safe option.
Okay.
That hurt my feelings. Mm. Kind of made me wonder, is she settling for me because she couldn't find anyone better?
Mm.
I mean, I don't want to make too much out of this. And I'm worried that if I bring it up, I'll probably say something stupid and ruin the whole relationship. But what do you think it meant by safe option? Thanks for your help.
I mean, to me, safe option feels like, you know, Corey, you're not going to get arrested, you know, bring other women around. I feel like that's maybe what she's saying.
I immediately thought that she meant he's not going to break my heart.
Oh.
Which is a good quality.
Okay.
I think this is fine. I don't think this means, you know, well, Ryan Reynolds wasn't knocking on my door, so I guess, you know.
The comment itself, I think it's got to be taken in context because.
Yeah, and I think it's the way that she said it, too. If she said it was just like, yeah, I think I'm pretty safe with this one.
Right.
I wouldn't say anything about it. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Right. But by saying he's totally a safe option, he's now thinking, oh, gosh.
Is she waiting for somebody better to come along?
Yeah, yeah.
If she had said that, hey, unless you got someone else better coming along, do you know of anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Guess I'm going to marry him June 7th. I don't know. If you're a guy, does this comment mean red flag or is he just way inside his head on this one?
Most people chiming in are, especially John, Mike, like, you're overthinking this one. Just let it go.
All right. Yeah, Elizabeth brings up a good point. I think it's a problem if you can't have a completely transparent conversation with your soon-to-be spouse.
Okay.
I mean, that, you know, maybe this is a great opportunity to, Corey, use a little thing called communication.
Practice those communication skills. Well, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in his own skills with that. He thinks he's going to mess it up, making a big deal out of it, saying something stupid, a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. I mean, and he knows himself. And so maybe he needs to give himself a breath, an exhale to think about it. So he's not so emotionally scarred by the comment. John says, yeah, way overthinking it, unless you met on The Bachelor.
Right. Yes, absolutely. 100%. That might plant some seeds of doubt as well.
Yeah. Corey, I think we're saying, yeah, I wouldn't, unless there's other signs that you just didn't tell us.
Right. If her behavior is making you think that there's some sort of deeper meaning behind that comment, if she's starting to act differently, like she is starting to disengage, pull away, not excited about the wedding, if there are other things like that that are raising some.
Corey freaking out over a comment his fiance made recently when laughing said, oh, yeah, he's totally a safe option. Made him wonder if she's settling for him because she couldn't find anyone better. Is he overanalyzing it? Is it a red flag?
I think we're all agreeing he's overanalyzing it, unless there's some sort of other behaviors or things she's doing to make him think there are other red flags to think about.
Amanda comments and says, just like the thought of a guy dating me only for my looks. Okay, I see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Another comment from a listener, there are two types of cars you buy. The fun, exciting one that you actually want and the boring, safe one that you settle for because you can't afford the first one but still need to get to work.
Or practical, safer. There's the other option.
Can you see where maybe Corey is upset? Maybe he's been led to believe he's the first car when he's really the second car.
So he wants to be a sports car, but maybe he's a minivan? Not sure.
Maybe he's all reliable.
Maybe. Listen. But I feel like, you know, the minivan's got long-term potential, right? And that's what we ladies are looking for.
Dave says, typically, in these cases, the woman is never lustfully, physically attracted to the man, and he knows it, either unconsciously or not. It's even more pronounced when the man finds out that she used to be way more so with her previous partners and barely does anything with him.
Oh my God, what are you saying now? Are you putting an idea in Corey's head that she's not attracted to him right now? I don't think that's what we do. I don't think that's
the internet is not being friendly to you, Corey.
I don't think that's a good idea. No.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, so I would have to add one more thing, and it would just be, I would have to know what the other option was.
What's the other option?
Right. And yes, I wouldn't be able absolutely to rest until I knew that, because I don't know. I'd just be worried about that. Like, so there's another option, right?
Right. He's a safe option. What's the more dangerous option?
Yeah.
Right.
What's his name? What's his Instagram handle? I want to see him.
Exactly. Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
I think all we're doing is piling on more complexes on top of poor Corey. Because now he's thinking, she's not attracted to me. I'm a minivan, not a sports car.
I'm a minivan.
Listen, a more dangerous option out there.
It took me a while to drive the minivan to realize, hey, I'm a minivan guy. I drive a minivan, you know? And
safe and practical and good for the long haul.
That's right.
I don't think those are bad qualities at all.
Old girl's got over 300,000 miles on her, but she's still kicking.
Listen, she still wants to smoochie on you, Corey. I think it's fine. Everything's fine. I don't think we start looking at all these other problems we just brought up.
Dave was the one. Dave and...
started to go sideways a little bit.
Right, with the whole car analogy. All right, Corey, listen. You are a minivan... Well, no, sorry. You're a sports car hidden under the hood of a minivan.
Yes.
All right.
That's what you are. Vroom, all right. Vroom,
vroom. I want you.
You know what you are? You're like a 1993 Ford Probe with styling written on the side.
Wow.
But that's not better. No, that was just...
All right. Well, hey, Corey, we're going to stick with our original and just say, don't read much into this. Talk to her if it continues to bother you or you see other signs. But hey,
but
man,
just
enjoy.
Continue enjoying being engaged and enjoy the wedding. Mm-hmm. I think everything's going to be great. Don't let this take away from your enjoyment of everything. You said you were so happy. So just concentrate on that.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy. All right, we're playing a game called Drunk Karaoke. Let's introduce you to Lauren calling us from Cordon. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
No, there she is. Oh, no, a little spotty connection.
Yeah, well, it is Southern Indiana, so.
So far away.
Lauren's got brown hair, drives a Jeep, stay-at-home mom, been married for 10 years, and has a fear of public speaking.
Oh.
Doing this right now is giving her huge anxiety.
But you're facing your fear, and we're all listening to you do that.
No, listen, Lauren, that's not helping her. Lauren, look me in the eyes. It's just you, me, and Kelly. That's all you're talking to.
Exactly.
Everybody in the audience naked or anything. Just can't see anybody.
Listen, that's what I do. I picture everybody naked. In fact, Lauren, I'm picturing you naked right now, too.
No, that is not making it better.
That's how I'm getting through this myself, because I get nervous when I talk to girls.
Oh, my God.
Right. Your knees weak and your palms are sweaty.
Yes.
That's right. Vomit on my sweater already. All right, so, Lauren, this is drunk karaoke. We're not going to ask you to drunkenly sing us anything, which might be entertaining, too. Yeah, we are just asking you to name the song that these willing participants are drunkenly singing in karaoke, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be so easy. Yeah. You're doing great.
By the way, Lauren, what song is your karaoke song?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never even been to a karaoke bar.
Shut
before.
Your face when you're talking to us!
I haven't, and I love music. I love singing, but I'm the worst singer, but I've never been to a karaoke bar.
It sounds...
Well, if she's not a fan of public speaking, do you think she's going to get on a stage and sing a karaoke song? Maybe that's the next step.
No, negative.
Lauren, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you here.
Lauren's intervention. Therapy. Exactly. Phobia therapy.
I'm on group therapy now.
All right. So, Lauren, now I got to be honest. Maybe some of these songs, or at least one of these songs, DJ X doesn't play.
Oh.
But it's a huge song. And I think it's okay. The hardest one. Do you want to start with that one or do you want to end with that one?
We can start with
all
it.
Right, start with
okay,
it.
Okay,
out the gate, Lauren! All right, here we go. Drunk Karaoke, name this song.
Yeah, yeah, you love.
Wait till it gets to the hook. It'll be easier.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
It almost sounds angry.
Yeah.
Like there's some feeling behind that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Was it, is they were yelling.
Did you say stand by your man?
Yes.
Yes, stand by your man. Tammy Wynette.
Yes.
That's what
Wow.
Wow.
Sounded nothing like Tammy Wynette, though.
No, it did not. Oh, great.
Standing by you if you're singing that.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Lauren, next one. Drunk Karaoke. Name this one.
I want to sing from the
like a group performance.
I know. It was a couple guys up on stage.
Wow.
My phone or what, but I cannot hear.
Listen, Lauren, you're giving us excuses here. you're giving us excuses here. A little bit more.
I want to cry.
Lauren, come on, Lauren. What did you say?
Chandelier.
Chandelier, yes!
Yeah,
Chandelier!
See it like you've never heard of it
before. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. One more. One more. One more. By the way, Ray texts in and says, shut your face. You mean someone from Cordon, Indiana has never been karaokeing? Yeah.
We found her.
She's on the phone. And her name's Lauren. All right, here we go. Last one. Right. Drunk Karaoke.
Wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you
think that other people signed them up to do those songs, or like they did like a karaoke roulette and they're like, just go to the stage and we'll pick the song for you.
I don't know.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna get up here and play this karaoke.
All right.
Yeah, maybe.
Lauren, that should be an easy one. What is it?
I will always love you.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, you got it. And there you go.
My goodness.
There you go.
Wow.
All right, Lauren. You got it. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, Amber's got beef with you on the text line. She's like, why does Ben got to hate on Southern Indiana? It was Ray. Ray was just, you know, stating the obvious. There's somebody in court and that's never been karaoke before. That was just shocking.
Yeah, Lauren, do you think I was hating on Southern Indiana?
Not really.
I mean,
not really.
I mean, yes.
But Ray was.
Yeah. Well, and I typically don't like to go over to Southern Indiana. Nothing against.
Okay, that's a hateful statement. And that one right there.
Okay. Lauren, I'm going to put you on hold before you go through another tunnel. Listen.
Okay.
Clomp three times if you can hear me. No, we're kidding. All right. All right. Hang on a second. Okay. Hang on. And thank you, Lauren. Thank you. We appreciate
the show.
It. Right.
Yes.
Good stuff. all right. Well, hey, drunk karaoke.
Yeah, Kim says, this is by far my favorite game. I can't believe how many people sing I Will Always Love You and so badly.
Listen.
Yes, it's a bold song choice.
There are two people who can sing that song, Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston. And exactly. I'm just going to ask, have you ever dated an idiot?
Dated an idiot?
So.
It's a strong statement.
Yes. Maybe looking back now, you can go, yeah, you know what? Maybe not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but was hot.
I don't think so. I think all the guys that I dated were intelligent.
There you go. Yeah. They had great taste. You had great taste. Everything was perfect.
Right. Until they dumped me and then it was fine.
and then whatever.
Yeah.
So someone asked Reddit for their I'm dating an idiot stories. And the number of responses is kind of mind-boggling.
Wow.
I do want to highlight a couple, though.
Okay.
One person, they put shrimp in my food to see if I'm really allergic to seafood or just being dramatic.
Wow.
It required an EpiPen and a trip to the ER.
Jeez. That's not something that you test out.
Yeah, it's like
you take someone's word when they tell you they're allergic to that, and we don't test it.
Yeah, and you know what? I understand if you're feeling some sort of way, especially if the this great person that you started dating like is allergic to something that you love, like seafood or peanuts or something. If they have a peanut allergy, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I love peanut butter! What the heck?" And you try to, how bad could it be? And you try to slip a couple peanuts into their thing. Yeah,
how bad could it be?
Real bad.
Let's not test that out.
By the way, if you've got an I'm dating an idiot or I dated an idiot sort of story, you can always text us 502-795-1997.
Bless their heart.
Yeah. Another guy claimed he couldn't get his girlfriend pregnant while he was on antibiotics.
Oh, boy. Oopsie daisies. Oopsie daisies.
It's okay. I'm taking Benadryl. It's fine.
It's fine. We're good. We were not good. By the way, Lisa texted, yes, Ben, I've dated an idiot. My dating history is just one never-ending group therapy. Poor Lisa. Lisa.
Another, we had a heated debate about whether or not dinosaurs were alive during the American Revolution. The girlfriend's stance was, you know, there's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Nope. We weren't there. How would we know that? Here's another one. A guy spit gum out on the sidewalk and said, don't worry, it'll evaporate. What?
Gum?
What made him think gum would evaporate? Wow.
The I'm dating an idiot. When you realized you were dating an idiot. So this one is kind of funny, and I feel like, don't take this the wrong way, Kelly.
What? I'm already attacked. I don't even know what you're going to say. I already feel attacked. Because of the subject matter. What?
I just feel like this may have been something that could have happened to you.
What?
A woman claimed the temperature in her house never changed, so she didn't understand why she was always either hot or cold. Turned out she left a sticker on her digital thermometer. And that's why it always said 72 degrees. Listen, I'm not accusing you.
I'm smarter than the thermostat, sir.
But I'll tell you, honestly.
I know how they work.
Sometimes those stickers are really lifelike.
Absolutely.
And I've been duped before, too. And it's like, oh, that's a sticker.
Especially like on the, what is that, the Google Nest? If they put like the sticker on the middle.
Yes.
And then it's clear, so you can't really tell it's a sticker. I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Someone said
a restaurant made their own pickles and their boyfriend told them, no, pickles grow on bushes.
No, clearly the restaurant didn't make them because.
Nope. They don't know what they're talking about.
They harvested them from bushes out back, maybe.
Exactly.
Stephanie texted us and said, I dated a guy in high school who believed Elmo was out to get him and that monsters lived in his closet.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the I realized I've dated an idiot stories.
That's probably more troublesome than
a woman thought the sun and moon were the same thing. The moon is just the sun when it runs out of fuel each day.
It just gets a little dimmer. Wow. That's all. Have you noticed they're the same shape?
You said gets a little dimmer. I think the same could be said for her, too. All right. Well, thank you for the stories. Those are good. I'm dating an idiot stories.
Someone caught their girlfriend using Tide Pods by ripping them open and pouring them into the washing machine.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No.
It's just an extra step. It's not necessary,
not
really.
Necessary. I will be honest, and I am going to tell on myself here. I thought at first that the little pods that you put in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
You had to take them out of the packaging first.
You didn't realize that they work the same way like a Tide Pod would?
Listen. Kelly, this is before Tide Pods were even invented, okay?
Okay, all right.
You know, because the dishwasher pods have been around for a long time.
You're right.
And there was a period of my life where I thought you had to take them out of the packaging because the packaging seemed so plasticky and sealed. And I was like, well, obviously, this
is... How's the cleaning stuff going to get out?
How's it going to get out? Yeah. Man, I think maybe I could be in this list that we were talking about.
Who were you dating at the time?
I was going to
say that about you.
It was Elizabeth. Elizabeth could have been like, well, I knew I married an idiot when he was individually unwrapping each one of these dishwasher pods.
The truth comes out. She married you because she knew you couldn't function on your own as an adult.
That's right. You know what? It was a charity case. There was a charity case. All right. Thank you for those.
She's such a nice woman.
It's 99.7 EJX. It's the craziest thing an ex ever tried to do to win you back. Kelly got married after an ex tried to win her back. It worked.
Uh-huh.
Never had that happen to me before.
Well, it was just, you know, it wasn't really even crazy. It was just big conversation at McDonald's.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes,
it worked.
Sometimes that works, right?
Yes.
Got a message from Gianna who said, my ex showed up with my name tattooed on his neck. I did not take him back.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Oh, that went hard in the paint.
That did go hard in the paint.
No bucket.
No bucket for sure. Sandra said, sent me $700 on Venmo out of nowhere, LMAO. Wish he'd sent more, TBH. Are you kidding me?
That's a nice bonus, though.
It was like, hey.
Is that a little breakup bonus?
Here you go. Here's $700. What do you think now? I'm rich. What do you think now?
Great. Thanks for the money, but I don't want you back.
Dana messaged and said, stood outside of my friend's house and sang Truly, Madly, Deeply that I hate I might add, with his sister's ukulele.
Oh, no.
It didn't work.
That is a much better song choice than mine.
I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. Daniel.
Hey, so I have a story about the craziest thing an ex did to try to win someone back, and I was the crazy ex.
Oh, wow. A firsthand account. I'm excited to hear this.
All right, so I was at the bar where my ex worked and had a few cocktails and had sent a text to my ex and said, man, can I sleep next to you tonight? And the text I received back was, you know the answer to that. So me, all excited in my drunken stupor, rushed over to my ex's house and climbed up a tree to their second floor apartment, which I had done prior to get in through the open door, the open patio door, and thinking he'd be joining me later in the evening.
Right.
I wake up alone, and then I walked out to the living room where my ex was on the couch, and I said, baby, why didn't you join me? And then they said, I think you misinterpreted my text.
Yeah.
And I froze, realizing that the answer to my question was, no, we're broken up. You cannot come to me. I was mortified.
So it didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
Oh,
Daniel, I'm glad that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. I'm just going to climb up this tree, break into his apartment. Holy crap, that's funny.
Well, he's lucky his ex didn't call the cops.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Renee.
We went to court to get a divorce.
and he told the judge that I was pregnant and wanted a reconciliation.
And you weren't any of that, right?
No, I was not. I actually pulled my pants down to show the judge the scar where I had my tooth tied.
Oh, my God. Were you held in contempt because you're pulling your pants down? My gosh.
No.
Okay, good.
That is good. So I'm assuming it didn't work to get you back.
No, it didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Renee, appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got a text.
I mean, she had to enter in her evidence, right? That was evidence.
Look, judge.
I have a tube that is lying.
Judge is like, pull him up. We believe you. Thank you. We believe you.
That's so great.
Kim texted in and said he propositioned me for a night at the hotel and Indy's chicken for one night of, quote, closure. I'll tell you, you might have had me at the Indy's chicken. Might have had me at that.
That was a strong move, but I liked it. It was acknowledging, listen, I understand it's not going farther.
So,
but just one more go around.
With a bucket, with some of that delicious fried chicken.
Some tasty chicken, and just one more time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. These are good. Hannah said, of course, he got a tattoo of my name on his forearm to prove his love for me.
Oh.
It didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, the tattoos.
I was going to say, this isn't the first tattoo story we've heard.
No.
Because we had a tattoo story from Gianna who said my ex showed up with my name tattooed on his neck.
On his neck.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Gosh.
Let's not do that.
No, that didn't work either.
Let's not do that.
No.
Rebecca said he used to leave a voicemail every day. I ended up changing my phone number.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's borders on harassing. Yeah. You don't want to be that.
Tina says my husband's ex tried to convince him she had cancer to try to get him back. She did not, and he didn't take her back.
Wow. That escalated.
I mean, yeah, you never fake an illness like that.
No.
We know people
who've done that. Yes, I know. It doesn't work out well.
No, it does not. Especially if you start a foundation and raise money.
And then one final one here. Craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back. You know, you always want, like, if you see your ex out in public, you want them to see you doing well, thriving, you know? I think that's the best, quote, revenge maybe that you could have.
Oh, a classic tactic is to try to, you know, let's be seen with someone else and make them jealous. And then they're going to realize they need me bad.
Yeah, so Mandy texted it and said he got with my sister in a pathetic attempt to make me jealous. So listen, Mandy, you're going to need to have a talk with your sister, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
going to need to have a talk with your sister.
Oh, we need stern conversations with more than one person in that.
Right.
One.
Right. Exactly. So anyways.
Can you imagine the sister's defense? Well, he said that, you know, that this would work to get you back. I was doing this for you.
I was doing this for you. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Again, you know, after all of this love that was in the air, maybe recently, we're looking at the opposite end of the spectrum.
Love lost.
Love lost. Love lost. So John had messaged us and he was like, when I heard Usher's Burn at the Super Bowl.
Hate the thought of a being with someone else, but you know that it's over.
Yeah. He was triggered and reminded him of when his girlfriend literally sat him down, played that song as a way of breaking up with him.
And he didn't quite get it.
No, not at the time.
It just flew over his head at the time, but now he's triggered by the song.
Yep. What about you?
One ex that I had, he was way too clingy. I was in high school, but he was way too clingy. He wouldn't leave me alone, so I played I Hate Everything About You.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how we broke up.
That sends a strong message.
That 3 Days Grace song. Here it is.
I hate everything about you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I forgot how much that went hard.
That will that will definitely send the message.
That'll do it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Shaq. I walked up to the ex's house. My stuff was in a box to the left, and Beyonce's Irresistible had just come out. Of course, DJ X played it as I was driving home single.
Oh, gosh. This was an anthem when it came to breakups.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, dang it. Sorry, Shaq, probably triggered you on that one.
A lot of people are also saying this one by Gayle. Remember this?
A, B, C, D,
yeah, that was...
that's a good one.
That was a good one as well.
Oh, Boyz II Men, End of the Road. Oh, that's so sad.
Really? That one?
Yeah, Andrea said, I played my radio recorded tape over the phone to my seventh grade boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh. No. He's like, what?
Dang it.
And he's like, wait, what are you... What do you mean? What do you...
Are we going on a road trip?
That is too funny. Oh my gosh.
Oh, good one.
Oh, wait. I just lost it, but it was a listener had messaged us and said that she broke up with her boyfriend Earl by playing the chicks.
Oh, the chicks?
Goodbye, Earl.
Oh wow. Well, maybe they should be thanking their lucky stars they just did it with that and didn't do what the song talked about.
Right. It's a little murdery. Yeah.
It's a little murdery.
It's a little murdery for sure.
Count your blessings and just play the song. Left it at that. Oh, Chris said, never happened to me, but the old song Don't Want You Back was by Amon.
Oh, gosh.
That'd be a good one. He said. So he's just, didn't happen to me, but I just would like to help out with the playlist.
Oh. What? I just want to feel like I'm included.
Exactly. All right. I like that.
That's good. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, John, you're not the only one who has been broken up with via a song.
We're triggering a lot of people.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. The Biebs, Love Yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, that was actually written by Ed Sheeran. That was a...
That you rain on my parade.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
She likes everyone.
Oh, so
and
cool.
I never like to admit that I was wrong.
Oh, gosh.
And I've been so caught up in my job. Didn't see what's going on, no. But now I know.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
sad.
Oh, yes.
Some good ones there. All right. Hey, thank you for those.
Good one. Happy, fun discussion.
Happy, fun discussion. We should create like a little list of these songs and put it up on our website.
John's message on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to like comment, maybe.
Yeah, and then maybe.
A song that you
I was
going to
say, then maybe we can create a playlist for you and that you can subscribe to and. Be like, all right, this is good. This is our rejection playlist.
This is healing.
Right. It's 99.7 DJX at Ben and Kelly Show. Are you a person who would rather get a surprise gift, something you're not expecting, or something that you've kind of put out that you want, something that you've asked for?
I've kind of bought it all myself and said, this is what you got me.
Okay, so you're that type. Okay.
Because I see the sales. I take advantage of it. I'm like, I saved us money. You're welcome.
You're like, just wrap it up. I'll act surprised.
Exactly. Exactly. I got it covered. It's fine.
You know, it's funny. I want to say my wife's done that for me before. And she's like, hey, I got this cool thing. You can wrap it up and give it to me.
Right. That's your gift. Thanks, babe. Like, love it.
Okay, great. That helps. Well, I asked because I was talking to someone yesterday and she was like, I get anxiety if someone surprises me with a gift I didn't ask for.
Oh, yeah, because you don't expect to like it.
She still makes lists for her friends and relatives of what she wants.
Oh, really? For
like,
herself?
Like gift ideas. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, honestly, like my sister, she still kind of does this too.
Really?
And we're like, okay. But anyways.
Well, in her mind, she's probably making that easier. Like,
yeah.
Hey, if you're going to feel obligated to get me something for Christmas.
Yeah. This is what I want. Or gift cards to this. Yes, exactly. And so she's like, I still make these lists. I put it out there to my friends and family. And if someone strays from the list, it gives me incredible anxiety because I doesn't have a poker face, doesn't know how her face is going to react when she looks and opens something that she wasn't expecting.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe she needs to, like, practice in the mirror or something. If we're having anxiety about it, just practice. Like, oh, wow, thank you.
It's
that's
like
really all you have to do.
It's like that reel in TikTok that's been going around where it's apparent when you've been conditioned to answer questions. What? I mean, sorry. What?
Exactly.
Sorry. Wait. Let me try it again. What?
Uh-huh. It's like, exactly. No. Like, what has happened in your life like, that now that's where you're at?
I need to take a deep breath.
Uh-huh.
But she was just like, opening gifts gives me anxiety, especially if I'm worried that they strayed from, like, quote, the list.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of generally like being surprised, and I like to say that, you know, I'm easy to buy for. I don't know if that's the case or not, honestly.
Oh, you're going to be surprised with mine.
And, oh, okay.
I always like surprise. You're about the one on the list that gets surprised.
Okay.
Because I'm really, like, trying to do outside the box.
Okay, so
I mean, we were in a same box for a long time. I was getting you, like,
underwear.
Wacky boxers for years, which was very strange.
Yeah, you're getting me underwear for a long time.
Yeah, it was like a theme for a while. We rode that wave for a while, and now I'm just, like, off book.
So does that mean I need to wear the Ben and Kelly holiday sweater?
Well, yes. That is, yes. From now on, that's going to be the attire for you around this time of year. Yes.
Yeah. So you're more of a, I will buy the gift myself.
Yeah. Well, I get a little anxiety when I'm asked to, like, you know, give them ideas. Because then I'm like, well, I just usually just get what I need. You know?
Right.
I'm one of those that just, like, I'll take care of it.
Right.
It's fine. So, you know, gift cards are great.
Sure.
And it usually ends up being for food that we end up eating a lot because that's, you know, we run through the same drive-throughs on all of our busy schedule going between practices. I'm like, give me that.
So
because
it's like,
we do that a lot.
Don't give me a place that's out of my wheelhouse.
Exactly.
Give me a place that I normally go to anyways.
Practical.
Yes.
This is going to be practical for us. I don't need anything like, you know, a splurgy right now. Because, again, I just kind of take care of it. Because I look for sales.
Yeah.
I take advantage of sales.
Right. No, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Thought that was kind of funny that it is anxiety-inducing for some to open gifts that...
To get a surprise.
Yeah, to get surprised for gifts that that they didn't ask for.
Well, maybe they start practicing now.
Now, typically, we're a family-friendly morning show. I mean, we skate into some more mature subjects from time to time, right?
We sometimes have code words to get us through those.
Yeah, and, you know, if you've listened to the show for years, you know that a long time ago, we started saying making sandwiches when it came to adult time.
Right. Seemed to work for many years. People got it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Kids didn't get it. That was the point.
Yeah, so, you know, there's someone on Reddit who jumped in and decided they wanted to dive into this subject. What are your favorite family-friendly phrases for...
Well, code words.
Yeah. Some of the best. Getting ready for a shower.
Getting ready for a shower.
Yeah, mommy and I are going to get ready for a shower.
I don't know if that would work in all cases.
I'll tell you one that 100%, I'm like, wait, what? How is this going to work? Loading the dishwasher.
Loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, mommy and I have to load the dishwasher. Wait, in your room?
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't work because that's the kitchen area.
Or what?
They're going to notice when you're not in the kitchen area actually loading the dishes in the dishwasher, aren't they?
Or do you have a door to your kitchen that locks?
Fancy, if you do. Fancy. I don't know a lot of layouts that have that. The open concept is very popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
no
have a phrase?
No.
That's just not disgusting.
No, it's not discussed because it typically happens in the middle of the night. No discussion required.
It's almost become like a joke in a sense around my 13-year-old.
Are you traumatizing her just because she knows what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like, no, you can't hang out. Like she'll want to maybe snuggle in our bed before she goes to bed a little bit. Okay. And we'll say, no, you can't do it tonight. Mommy and daddy have like adult playtime or something like that.
You tell her adult playtime?
She's like,
I'm disgusted.
And she rolls her eyes.
No, that's not necessary. No, that's not. Oh, God.
Stephanie texted in and said, one I've heard is flipping pancakes.
Flipping pancakes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to flip pancakes. Yeah,
also happens in the kitchen, though. So
but
again,
still, yeah. If you say that, though, around your kids.
Yeah.
Then they're going to understand.
That works if you're talking about it in a general discussion, but not if you're like saying that's happening now.
Oh, right. It's go time.
Right.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Hey, mommy and I are going to take a nap.
Take a nap. All right.
Take a nap.
Yeah. I'm really tired.
I'm just feeling.
That'll work if that needs to happen now.
Yeah. Having an adult meeting. Sorry, you can't attend.
Yeah, mommy and I have to have a talk about something.
Having an adult meeting.
We got to have a mommy daddy meeting about things.
about
special
things.
Then they're worried because they think you're talking about them and they're in trouble. So,
Andrew the Love Doctor texts in washing dishes again.
Kitchen.
That's in the kitchen, and unless you've got a sassy kitchen,
yeah, that can lock. I don't know.
We got a text from a listener. My mom would always ask my dad to go put cologne on. Hey, honey, will you go put cologne on? Yes, I will.
Do you need help with that? You need someone to like you, though.
Brady said, hey, kids, mom and I are going to go match socks.
Match socks. All right. Mommy needs to help daddy pick out an outfit. And that might be really believable.
That's why he's not going to be wearing clothes, because we're in the middle of
changing
and
trying different stuff on.
Mommy and I are going to be in our room helping each other with our taxes.
Well, yes. Melanie says we used to say we're going to go to our bedroom to pay bills. All the paperwork's kept there. In the nightstand, maybe.
I'm going to present her my PowerPoint. Work on
PowerPoint. Oh my God.
Don't roll your eyes.
Jamie says Sunday fun day in this house. LOL. Folding laundry. Okay. Hunter says folding laundry.
Yeah, look, these are the family friendly phrases.
Victoria, we're going to play some poker.
We're going
in the bedroom.
I hardly know her.
Nope, it's games for adults.
Got another message. My 4 and 6-year-olds, believe me, and their mom are constantly in adult meetings. Whenever we have one now, the oldest yells, not another meeting.
Mandy says, my husband said his parents called it needing to wrap Christmas presents. Oh my
God, it's June.
So was it just once a year? Because I feel like you can't get away with that.
Yeah, that's true.
The rest of the year, right? Because, in March, that's not going to work.
Mommy and I are going to do some cardio.
Cardio.
That's not lying.
But in the bedroom?
Yeah.
What if they have a workout room? That seems suspect.
You know what? Don't ask questions.
That seems suspect.
Don't worry about it if you don't want to know.
Okay.
Doing a team building exercise.
Team building. Family team building. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's much. We're doing a team building exercise.
By saying this out loud, I think we're kind of ruining it. We're ruining a lot of these, right?
Nah.
For the kids listening on the way to school.
No.
They're going to know.
No.
That they don't really mean they're doing their taxes in the bedroom.
Carrie texts in, having a meeting with Santa.
Again, that feels seasonal.
I'm having a meeting with Santa.
So you better be good.
Oh, shoot.
We're just discussing a progress report.
You can't know and you can't listen.
Yeah. Okay. He knows if you're listening, so you can't.
Wait. If you use that, would he have to ho, ho, ho?
No, because he's not there. They're on the phone. You can't hear Santa's end of their conversation.
Okay, I didn't know if there was going to be some role-playing happening.
No.
All right. No. Anyways, these are fun phrases there. If you got got one, we haven't completely ruined it for you.
Well, Swifty Kim's like, you know how to avoid all this nonsense? Just don't have kids.
Oh, well, and then there's that. You can practice.
It's a fun conversation to say, though.
I was going
to
say, you can practice plenty of times, though.
Okay.
There you go. fun phrases there on 99.7 DJX. All right, what is a setting the bar story?
Well, the bar is a little life hurdle that we kind of place low to the ground, thinking you can leap over it by just not doing this.
Look, I'm not sure if this is a setting the bar story that originates from Florida, but it certainly has that energy. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth, you're doing okay.
Oh, owie. Oh, owie.
Yeah, and also be thinking about what your best don't tell my wife moment is. So there's a video trending of literally some alligator hunters catching an alligator kind of in the middle of the night, right?
It sounds like the alligator caught him.
Yes. Well, it clamps down on one of the dude's hands, and you can tell that they've been here before. This isn't something that necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. His arm's still in his mouth. He's telling his friends, hey, don't wake my wife, Katie.
Stop.
Listen.
Joey,
Joey.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Do not wake Katie up.
No, she's not going to want to hear this. She's not going to be happy. No.
Listen, somehow this dude was fine. He only ended up with a couple scratches. That was it. But
that's a miracle.
But listen to the rest of it. Like, they're talking about how to get the gator to release his arm.
Right. You need to grab the bottom jaw.
Somebody stick their finger in his butt.
Pull down.
I'm sorry. Stick the finger where? Where are we sticking
fingers? Stick the finger in his butt.
What? Goose the alligator and let go?
Listen, I didn't know that's how you get a gator to release. I would say that would get anyone to release their grip on something.
It makes sense.
If you stick a thumb somewhere, boop.
Woo!
Hey! But the best part.
It's okay. Do not wake Katie up.
Nope. Do not tell her this. Listen, she stays here.
Listen,
this stays right here.
Supposed to be out alligator hunting with you jokers.
That sounds like she does not know what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
that's exactly right. It sounds like
great.
She was just aware that he's going to go have some beers with the buddies.
Yeah.
And they're going alligator hunting.
Because she's going to be like, you did what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Oh, what a gentleman. He's just trying to save her, you know, the worry. It's fine.
Right.
Everything's fine.
Do not tell Katie.
Do not tell Katie. Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth and then worried about your wife's reaction. Not your hand, wife's reaction.
And immediately, you know it's because you know she's going to be mad, not concerned.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be upset.
Dang it, Brad! How many times have I told you?
You idiot.
That is your setting the bar story. What's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can rival my hand got stuck in an elevator in an alligator's mouth.
Also, we learned that apparently you goosey.
99.7 DJX. What is your best don't tell my wife / husband moment? He got his arm stuck in a gator's mouth and was just like,
do not wake Katie up.
Do not wake Katie up.
She doesn't need to know
that my arm is elbow deep in an alligator's mouth
right now. It's fine. We're going to work it out.
Brad says, my friends and I have a don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to UFC fights.
Oh, wow.
The cost of watching the fights has totaled about $2,000 to $3,000 this year.
Oh. That is a significant amount of money.
Pay-per-view, man, you must be watching a lot of pay-per-view.
How many fights are we watching?
Yeah.
And why are we spreading that around to different houses?
Well, I don't know. But
$2,000 to $3,000. That's crazy.
I'm assuming.
Like, we need to be bouncing around to some other house. Like, let's share the cost of those.
Are you going to? UFC fights? Because if you're going to several of them, maybe I could see how that's adding up. But I feel like the Don't Ask, Don't Tell is all pay-per-view. It's got to be all pay-per-view. Sure. Yeah,
it has to be.
Because if you're going to a UFC fight, you know, your partner's probably going to know. Your wife's going to know, right?
But maybe she's not the one that pays the bills and isn't aware.
I don't know.
Wow. Danielle says, I didn't tell my husband I got into a minor car accident and drove around with a dinged up car for 6 months before he finally noticed and I confessed. How in the world?
I got a car wreck. And you know what? He doesn't need to know.
How in the world did he not notice? He's not, my husband would notice instantly. Well, so first of all, I couldn't. There's no way I could keep that. Like, I would immediately, instantly, right after it happened, I'd call him.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, sorry.
Danielle doesn't have the same relationship that you do with your husband. And her husband's just like, ooh.
Just skipping just, through life, not noticing stuff like that. All right.
He has his own mode of transportation. She has hers. He's
sounds
like, well.
Low stress situation for him.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, I'll get around to eventually telling him. You know, hey, honey, why did our insurance premiums go up?
I don't know. Maybe because of that.
Why is your bumper half off? I don't know. What bumper?
Must have got hit at the grocery store. It's probably what happened.
Oh, is that what happened?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Angela, my friend and I have had our lunch dates for years, but we don't feel the need to tell our partners where we go or how much it costs.
Oh, again, another like cost yep. thing. Yeah.
Nope. They don't have to know.
What's your best? Don't tell my wife. Don't tell my husband.
Half on the card. They'll never know how much it really costs.
Right. This is your.
Do not wake Katie up.
This is your do not wake Katie up moment. And then, of course, we throw out a question like, hey, what's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment? And I obviously we're going to get this anonymous one. I've been talking to and confiding in my ex a lot this past year. Shh.
Oh, come on now. Now you've drug us into your nasty secret. And I'm angry about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? That was not what we were looking for.
Now, listen, they just said confiding in and talking to.
Right.
Haven't said spending intimate time with.
Okay, we're going to assume that's not the case.
Let's just assume there are a couple text messages maybe, and that's about it.
But we're going to assume that you are going to uphold that line that should be there.
All right, well, hey, thank you for the stories. What's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment there?
Do not tell Katie.
But whatever you do, don't wake Katie up, all right? She doesn't need to know my hand is in an alligator's mouth.
No idea I'm here.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX.